If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back to the podcast. On EV News China, BYD tops China sellers in August. China sets overseas pricing rules and Xiaomi's e-revs get a launch date. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why car makers haven't given up on putting solar panels on cars to generate electricity. Welcome to EV News China. This is the podcast all about the world's largest electric vehicle market. Each day, I bring you the latest headlines, insights, and analysis from the very heart of China's booming EV industry. And we decode together how fast-moving developments in the East shape the global landscape. Let's get into August's rankings of Chinese EV makers. BYD topped the August ranking of Chinese car makers with 440,000 sales, its best NEV month of the year. We'll get to BYD's full breakdown next. SAIC came second with 357,000 sales, Chery Group third with 280,000, and Geely fourth with 270,000. Below the giants, the records were piling up. Leap Motor delivered over 103,000 vehicles globally, a fifth consecutive monthly record for Leap Motor, and a second month above 100,000. Zeekr delivered almost 37,000 vehicles. That's also a fifth straight record. Li Auto delivered almost 38,000. That's up 32% year on year, up 24% month on month. That ends 3 months of decline. NIO delivered almost 36,000 vehicles, a fourth month above 35,000. Though the main brand carried the weight, Onvo deliveries cratered in August. And as we reported yesterday, Xiaomi, for the fifth month running, published a threshold rather than a number, exceeding 30,000 units, not giving an exact figure nor a model split. We'll get those numbers on tomorrow's podcast. So let's get into some of the details on BYD. BYD sells over 440,000 NEVs, what in China they call electric vehicles, new energy vehicles, last month in August, as overseas sales hit a new record. BYD sold 440,293 new energy vehicles last month in August, its best month of the entire year, and 190,000 of them went to buyers outside of China. overseas volumes set a record, rising almost 135% year-on-year, up 5% from July as well, and overseas sales taking 43% of the company's total EV sales. Well, they needed to. Domestic sales came in at 250,000 vehicles, 5% above July, but 14% below August last year. Group sales still climbed year on year, which says less about Chinese demand and far more about BYD and its export plans. And the mix tilted further towards BEVs within BYD as well. Passenger BEV sales, there is a commercial bit of the BYD business. I won't get into it on today's podcast. It is not as significant as the passenger BEV sales. So passenger pure BEV sales reached a record. It was over 256,000 units shipped last month. That's up almost 30% compared to the same time last year, up almost 10% from July. And it now accounts for 60% of passenger EV sales. Last year, it was around 54%. So it's growing within BYD. They're becoming more of a pure BEV company. Plug-in hybrids managed 177,000 units. Up a little on the year, down on the month. BYD has blamed earlier softness in its own upgrade cycle. They knew that Blade Battery 2.0 was coming, the second generation pack supporting flash charging. And that technology can deliver 1.5 megawatts of power. Now, not all the cars can take 1.5 megawatts of power. They all take different amounts according to their sizes and technologies. But that's the specs on the tech, at least the charging, can deliver that. And so because the switch from first gen to second gen Blade Battery had to happen at some point, some of the models were waiting for that upgrade cycle. And that meant that there was some stretched delivery times when they were finally released. There was a backlog, more capacity has followed. And with it, we now get the annual highs in July and August. It's been some negative headlines around BYD earlier in the year. I think they will largely go away with this set of results. There's a bunch of financial stuff we won't get into on today's podcast. It would make it far too long, but they are making a lot more money from overseas sales and selling a lot more vehicles overseas and becoming more of a pure electric BEV company in the process as well. Let's get into Chery. It's doing really good business overseas as well. But I'll give you the headline number. Chery's EV sales were up 70% in August. Chery Group sold over 280,000 vehicles last month. That's over 15% up on the same time last year. In case you're wondering, why do we always try and look at year-on-year figures? Well, it's not perfect because there's release cycles of vehicles and things like that, but it tries to rule out some of the seasonality around things like Chinese holidays. And so the year-on-year number is important. Month on month, less so in the car industry. And again, it's not a perfect metric to look at because it can depend on release schedules. But EV sales at Chery are rising faster. That reached almost 121,000 units, up almost 70% on the year. And importantly, EV sales at Chery exceeded 100,000 units for the fifth consecutive month. And exports were also growing at a different pace to the rest of the business. Now, Chery is still a very combustion business, and it's a very export-based business. Chery shipped over 1.3 million vehicles overseas in the first 8 months of the year. That was up almost 70% on the first 8 months of 2025. And it's roughly 70% of its total business is export. Its overseas EV exports in August were 70,000 units, up over 124% compared to August last year. The European figures give that overseas tally some context. From January to July, Chery sold more than 208,000 vehicles across 24 European countries. That was a 200% year-on-year increase. And most of those were NEVs. Now, what's selling well for Chery? The JQs, the JQ7, JQ5, and the Omodas, like the Omoda 5, each ranking among the UK's top 10 best-selling models in some of the individual months of 2026 so far here in the UK. Across the first 8 months of the year, Chery Group itself sold almost 2 million vehicles, up almost 11% year on year. Of that 2 million, EV sales were over 725,000. again, a really big increase. Chery itself is up 10%. The EV business within Chery up 46% on year to date. Chery said its domestic EV penetration rate has been above 60% for several consecutive months now. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk Leap Motor. They delivered over 103,000 vehicles globally in August. That is, because Leap Motor, again, is a very export-based or focused business at the moment to make up for China weakness, aren't they all? Leap Motor, with its 103,000 global deliveries in August, says it's the fifth consecutive monthly delivery record and the second month consecutively above 100,000. Yet, the Stellantis-backed carmaker is below the pace it needs for its full-year target of 1 million units. It's tantalizingly close. August deliveries were 81% higher than the deliveries 12 months ago. Leap Motor year-to-date then, first 8 months of the year. What's Leap Motor done? 561,000 vehicles almost in the first 8 months of the year. That's 56% of its target. Now, I know it's a self-imposed target, but still, the records are just becoming more and more regular with Leap Motor. But the annual target is so elusive. It's just out of touch for them at the moment. Leap Motor's got to deliver almost 440,000 additional vehicles in the last 4 months of the year to get that 1 million that they really want to get to the million. That requires an average of 110,000 vehicles a month, and they've never done that. It would be above August's record. It's higher than the monthly average, and they're going for it with the A05 or A05. That's a compact hatchback launched 11th of August, has a starting price of $9,500 equivalent, going up against BYD's Dolphin and Geely's Xingyuan, which is China's fiercely contested sub-100K leader. August was only part, of course, of the delivery number, so September will be that full month of A05 deliveries, and then we can see how they're doing. Yeah, you can sell a lot of cheaper cars or fewer expensive ones, and Leap Motor are going for scale. Let's talk about XPeng. XPeng delivered almost 40,000 vehicles last month in August. That's its second highest monthly total of the entire year. Deliveries are up almost 4% from August last year, up on July as well, marking a third consecutive month of year-on-year growth. It's not the absolute highest month. That was actually June, but it wasn't far off. I'll tell you what, by the way, by like 1,000 vehicles. September will determine whether XPeng can meet its delivery guidance for the third quarter of up to 121,000 vehicles. July and August combined were over 77,000. So it leaves around 40,000, plus minus, for this month in September. Can they do it? Well, they've left themselves no wiggle room for a quiet finish to the end of the quarter. There's the production ramp-up of the G9L. That's hopefully going to help XPeng hit their targets. There's pre-sales open for that large five-seat flagship already. Prices start at $38,000 equivalent. The G9L will be offered in BEV and EREV. Should go on sale anytime soon, I think. The existing six-seat flagship, the Range Rover-alike, the GX. Oh, and by the way, on our main podcast today, over on EV News Daily, we are talking about the all-new Range Rover Electric. All the details came in overnight, and so I can tell you about that over there. Back to the GX, if you want a XPeng version of that car, it won't cost you £145,000, which is what the Range Rover will cost. I will spoil that surprise already for you. But it has done really well. It's delivered over 7,300 units last month in August, up from July. Total deliveries over 21,500 now, and that continues to sell. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk Zeekr and some more numbers as well. Stick around. Back in a bit.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. We'll get through these last. It's the beginning of the month, so it's always going to be a big data dump, but that doesn't necessarily work so well on podcast because it's easier when you look at these things in, you know, graphs and tables. So I always try and add the meaning and the context and tell you what it really means for the car companies. And I'll give you the numbers as well, so don't glaze over. But I will also try and decipher what it really means and pick between the lines, which is really what I'm here to do every day on EV News China, to be honest with you. Right, Zeekr delivered almost 37,000 vehicles in August. That's its fifth consecutive month of a delivery record, which is brilliant. Year on year, up 110%. Zeekr's on fire right now. During the first 8 months of the year, delivering over 251,000 vehicles. That is double the first 8 months of the previous year. Now, CN EV Post put cumulative deliveries since Zeekr's first ever delivery back in 2021 at all 894,000, I think CN EV Post said. Well, Zeekr said on Weibo, their global user base is almost 900,000. So those two data points would actually tally, wouldn't they? The Zeekr 7X is a big part of their business. Global orders for the family SUV exceeded 200,000. And with the milestone order coming from Mexico, the 200,000th order, they said. The 7X is Zeekr's largest sales contributor. At least it was at the time when that 200,000th number came in. That was, what, 2 weeks ago? Maybe a week ago, wasn't it? At the end of August. And so the launch of the 5-seat 9X, that's a hybrid SUV, is supporting deliveries as well. Zeekr launched the model at the end of July with a limited time starting price of $66,000 equivalent, a pricing approach similar to NIO's approach with the ES8, a bit of a limited time starting price to get orders in the door, same as what NIO do. And, let's talk about NIO then. I'm looking at my notes and we can go to NIO next if you want. NIO delivered almost 36,000 vehicles in August. That's almost 15% more than a year ago. It was the second consecutive month of decline, though. They've had a good start to the year, wobbled a bit in July and August. Deliveries remained above 35,000, though, for the fourth consecutive month. They shouldn't be too upset. It's the shift within the company that's really interesting at NIO. The NIO brand is almost 60% of their business in August. It was 33%, almost half,
this time last year, according to delivery share, according to CNEV Post. Onvo was 25% against 52% in August. So that is largely due to Onvo's collapse in August, in terms, at least in terms of the numbers, which within the company has made them lose that share of the total Neo business. But what about Firefly? That is a small part, obviously. It's almost 6,000 vehicles in August, up 35% year on year, but only 16% of Neo's total. That Neo ES8, by the way, continues just to sell and sell and sell. The Neo ES8's a large SUV on its third generation now, a lot of vehicle for not a huge amount of money, and really, really popular. All generations of it have been, but this one is larger than the second gen. It's a lot cheaper, packed with way more technology, and it delivered 11,000 units in August, its second consecutive month above 10K, by the way. The large electric SUV has reached 99,946 deliveries in the first 8 months of the year. Yes, that's 54 units below 100,000. Wouldn't they just have loved to say it's at 100K deliveries? But they're 54 off. The model accounted for over half of NIO's business in August. For the first 8 months, the ES8 accounted for 62% of the main brand at NIO and 40% of the wider business. The five-seat ES8 launched on July, and lots of people saying, why are you going for a five-seat version of the ES8? Well, they launched it on the 9th of July, deliveries began the 10th of July, and it's if you don't want the three rows, if you want a five-seater with an almighty amount of boot space, you can lie down in this, then it's proving popular. Expanding the range into the large five-seat SUV segment, it starts at $56,000 US. That's 6% cheaper than the three-row versions. If you get the battery as a service version, it starts at $41,000 US. Okay, that'll do for our numbers. I'm not sure if I've missed too many. Oh, yeah, the Xiaomi stuff. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll get a complete breakdown of all the Xiaomi numbers, and we'll bring you some Xiaomi news at the end of the podcast because they're launching their first EREVs, and there's a lot of question marks around the timing of that. But before we finish EV News China today, three Chinese government bodies yesterday jointly issued guidelines containing 20 provisions for car makers that operate overseas. The move comes as Chinese car makers rapidly expand their international presence and forms part of an effort to support the sector's healthy development. The Ministry of Commerce, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, and the State Administration for Market Regulation issued the guidance. It covers overseas pricing, overseas dealerships, how to advertise, labour rights, data security, intellectual property, and antitrust compliance. On pricing, Chinese state told companies advised them. I'll be careful with my language. Didn't tell them. Companies are advised to set prices according to costs and international supply and demand. They are also advised not to interfere with market competition in pursuit of a competitive advantage. Sounds an awful lot to me, if I may. Don't sell your cars too cheaply overseas, because it's raising awareness from regulators about how cheap the cars are. Just be careful with your pricing, is how I read that. I'm reading between the lines. That's how I read it. Anyway, the guidance gives particular attention to recommended retail prices. Automakers should set clear price differences between vehicle configurations and avoid frequent or substantial price changes that could harm the consumers and damage brands. It also encourages reasonable price differences between countries. Those country-specific prices should take account of local taxes, logistics, and market conditions. Different prices are therefore contemplated, but they don't want disorderly competition to affect things. The advice on cross-country differences will help prevent disruption to sales networks. China's also introduced its first unified cost rules for the sector, placing a common cost framework alongside guidance that still allows for differing market conditions. And finally, Xiaomi will launch its first extended range cars on September the 7th. We have 5 days to wait. Now, there's three. You've got the N70 Pro joining the already pre-selling N70 Max, and the N90 Max. It'll be September 7th, 7 p.m. Beijing time. Only the N70 Max and N90 Max have been available for pre-order until now. The N70 Max has pre-sales pricing of around $38,500 US. The flagship 7-seat N90 Max is around $44,000 for the EREV. The N70 Pro, its name and positioning indicate that it'll be priced below the N70 Max, because it's Xiaomi and they're a phone company, amongst many other things. And that's how pros and maxes and ultras and things tend to work, isn't it, in tech world? The N90 Max, the top one, dual motor, all-wheel drive, battery-only range of 464 kilometres, China cycle, combined range of 1,700 kilometres, China cycle, as you top up the tank and have a full charge as well. The N70 Max has a choice of two batteries, 52 or 76, 76 kilowatt hour in a mid-size, mid to large size, five-seat SUV that's also an EREV. 76 kilowatt hour pack. That's one of the biggest in an EREV in China. Over 500 kilometers CLTC only range in an EREV. You're never going to put fuel in this thing. Honestly, will you? You're always just going to have to hear the engine cycling through every few weeks or whatever the schedule is for this one to make sure that the fuel doesn't go stale and that the things, that the pistons can still pop and bang and burn. You are never, ever going to use the engine on a 76 kilowatt hour pack unless you are a proper hardcore road tripper, or you just never want to charge the thing. Well, you can't charge the thing at home. There are going to be some use cases for these things. But there's a reason why EREV sales are down 15% in China. The heat's coming off them. And these cars are arriving into the EREV market when they would have been conceived 2 years ago, when they would have been in full development a year ago. EREVs, very big deal. Big number being advertised in China. And they will obviously sell these cars with the big number, the 1,700 kilometers range number. They've got to. It's all they've got to go with, because what's the alternative? Buy a car with two powertrains and two potential problems down the line as the vehicle ages, rather than one? Just buy a full BEV, obviously. But Xiaomi wants to add scale to their business. This is how they think they're going to do it. We'll see. All models have Xiaomi's HAD, Hyper Autonomous Driving ADAS system, using the NVIDIA Drive Thor chip with 700 TOPS of computing power. And that's your podcast for today. No, it's not. I got one more thing in my notes. Oh, well, look, we're 22 minutes in, but I really want to bring you this really quickly. FAW Group has developed a full-size vehicle roof prototype incorporating perovskite solar cells to generate electricity. Car companies are still doing this. They're still trying to put solar panels on cars. The fascination hasn't gone away. This electricity would power low-voltage systems. FAW said the prototype represents the first integration of perovskite photovoltaic technology into double-curved automotive safety glass. In strong sunlight, it generates 300 watts of power over a year. It would not be insignificant. It's 400 kilowatts of electricity annually in blazing sunshine. That's where you live. That's great. I'm looking at cloudy skies after a record-breaking summer in the UK. And officially, according to today's data I see on the BBC, it's the hottest summer ever recorded since we first got thermometers. So that's less great, isn't it, for climate change reasons? However, if you do live somewhere that this could make the use of this solar power, that would be great. You could power the air conditioning, the in-car fridge, vehicle security camera monitoring, all whilst not draining the traction battery. Perovskite cells are regarded as a potential alternative or a complement to conventional silicon solar technology. They can be made in really thin, lightweight forms for curved or flexible surfaces, like the roof of a vehicle, for instance, which means you could integrate them into vehicles. FAW collaborated with research institutes and industry partners to develop the modules, fitting the cells to the glass roof on the car. FAW estimates that extending PV material to other vehicle areas could even generate 10 kilowatt hours under perfect condition every single day. An estimate that means you could provide 80 kilometres of driving range and possibly meet the daily travel requirements of more than 85% of Chinese users. Long-term durability is a big question mark. Moisture, oxygen, heat, UV radiation, and the rest. And the big question mark, is there anything wrong with plugging in our cars to charge them up? The continued fascination with putting solar cells on cars does continue. This is interesting technology that, as FAW says, could at least power the ancillaries if you're not using your car for a period of time. And that's your podcast for today. All right, let's definitely call it a day. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.